Hare Krishna. Today is a very very auspicious day, appearance day of Srimati Radharani. So we will try to discuss the few glories of Srimati Radharani and obtain the mercy and blessing of Srimati Radharani on this most auspicious occasion, Radhashtami.
Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Narayanam Namaskrityam Naram Chaiva Narottamam Devim Saraswatim Vyasam Tato Jayam Udhirayet. Nashta prayeshu abhadreshu nityam bhagavata sevaya bhagavatir uttama shloke bhaktir bhavadinaishtakim om ajnana dimirandasya gyananjana salakayam sakshuran militam mena tasmai shri gurave namaham nama om vishnu padaya krishna prashtaya bhutalem Shrimate Bhakti Vedanta Swamin Iti Naminim Namaste Saraswati Devai Gauravani Pracharinim Nirvishesha Sunyavati Pashat Deshataranim Namo Mahavadanyaya Krishna Prema Pradayate Krishnaya Krishna Chaitanya Namne Gauratvishe Namaham E Krishna Karuna Sindho Dina Bandho Jagatpatim Gopesa Gopika Kanta Radha Kanta Namostutim Tapta Kanchana Gaurangi Rathe Vrindavaneshwarim Rishabhanu Sude Devi Pranamami Hari Priyam Hare Krishna Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare.
Hare Krishna, today is Radhashtami day. Entire world running behind the Supreme Personality of Godhead, Shri Krishna. Brahma says in Brahma Samhita, Pantastha koti satavatsara sambragam yo vayu radapi manaso munipungavanam. Sopasti yat pravadasimma vichintatve govindamadi purusham tamaham bhajami. Pantas koti satavatsara means in the crores and crores of years, at the speed of the mind, they are actually trying to worship the Supreme Personality of Godhead to get the darshan of the lotus feet of the Supreme Personality of Godhead. Everyone is running behind the Supreme Personality of God, Shri Krishna. But actually, the Krishna is running behind Srimati Radharani. Why he is actually running behind Srimati Radharani? Because Srimati Radharani is a pure devotee of the Supreme Personality of Godhead, Shri Krishna. So her glories are unlimited glories are there. Even if we try to understand her glories, even one glories, even just by saying the name of Srimati Radharani, then we will get the enormous amount of blessings. And as soon as we chant the name of Srimati Radharani, then we will become very, very blissful and we will become very, very ecstatic. And glorifying Srimati Radharani is very, very important, because when we glorify Srimati Radharani, and Krishna will become very, very pleased. Why Krishna is pleased? Because when we glorify the devotees of the Krishna, then Krishna is very much pleased. So just like in this material world, the master is not happy when we glorify the servant. But when we see the Supreme Lord, when the servant is glorified, when the devotees are glorified, and Krishna will become very, very happy. That too, Srimati Radharani, she is actually very, very pure devotee, and she is the topmost of all the devotees. Krishna's name is a Madana Mohan. Madan Mohan means actually he attracts. Madan Mohan means actually he is attracts. Srimati Radharani name is the Madana Mohana Mohini. Actually Krishna, Krishna means, the name of Krishna means all attractive. He attracts everybody, even the Cupid also And he also got defeated when he looked at the beauty of Supreme Personality of Godhead. So Krishna's name is a Madana Mohan, and Srimati Radharani name is a Madana Mohana Mohini, because he attracts even the attractor of the all the attractor. Just like Ete Chamsa Kalapamsa Krishnasta Bhagavan Swayam, all the incarnation of Ramardi Murtis Kalaniyamena Tishtan Nana Vatara Makaro Bhuvanesh Kintu Krishna Swayam Samabhavat Paramapumam Yo Govindamadi Purusham Tamaham Bhajami. Brahmaji says Ramardi Murti, Rama, Vishnu, Narayana, everybody is emanating, it is coming from the Supreme Lord Shri Krishna. So similarly, Srimati Radharani is a fountain head for the all the appearance of Lakshmi Devi, Rukmani, Satyabhama, all the gopis and Tulsi Maharani. Everybody is originating from the Srimati Radharani. Just like all the Vishnu Tattvas, Vishnu, Narayana, Rama, everybody is coming from the Supreme Lord Shri Krishna. So similarly, Lakshmi Devi, Rukmani, Satyabhama, everybody is coming from the Srimati Radharani, expansion of the Srimati Radharani. She is a mother, she is actually mother. Srimati Radharani is a very, very merciful. She is very, very merciful. She is very, very compassionate. If somebody is a prey to Srimati Radharani, then Krishna Bhakti is a guaranteed 100%. We should not go to Krishna for Krishna Bhakti. We should go to the mother. Just like, for example, the children always, they actually go to mother. If they wanted to something from the father, and they know very well that the father, if they go and ask, the father will not give. So the children nicely, they will go and tell mother, then mother will go and tell nicely to the father, and you know, he is actually, our son is asking this, our daughter is asking this, if you please kindly give. So in this way, the mother convinces the father. So similarly, the Supreme Mother, Srimati Radharani, she is actually very, very beautiful personality. Whatever we pray, she actually go and explain to the Supreme Lord Shri Krishna, and then Supreme Lord also agrees. So that's why she is actually very, very merciful. She is a mother. Her duty, the duty of the Srimati Radharani, she always serves Krishna. That's why Krishna likes Srimati Radharani very much actually. She always serves, nothing else. She actually breathes, and whatever she does, everything for the pleasure of the Samsiddhi Haridoshanam, for the pleasure of the Supreme Personality of Godhead. Actually, when we see the Sukadeva Goswami in Srimad Bhagavatam, the entire Srimad Bhagavatam, there is no name. Sukadeva Goswami did not even utter the name of Srimati Radharani even once. That is the potency of Srimati Radharani. The name of the Srimati Radharani is very much. As soon as the Sukadeva Goswami purposefully, he did not utter the word of Srimati Radharani. Only one place, indirectly, he actually pronounced the name of Srimati Radharani, but actually, directly, he did not mentioned the name of Srimati Radharani, because Sukadeva Goswami is a Paramahamsa devotee. As soon as he remembers the Srimati Radharani, as soon as he utters the name of Srimati Radharani, then he will become ecstasy. He will become completely in ecstasy, then he will actually forget. He will forget entire things, then he cannot explain. He cannot continue the explanation of Srimad Bhagavatam. That's why actually Sukadeva Goswami, he actually controlled very much, and he was very, very careful and not to utter the word of Srimati Radharani. So that is the power of the name of the Srimati Radharani. She is actually, the color, her color is like a molten gold. It is actually her molten gold. Effulgence is so much. When as soon as there's like a sun rays, when sun rays comes, the effulgence is so much. So similarly, wherever the Srimati Radharani is there, and her effulgence is so much. It is explained in the Shastra that when she go nearby the tree, even the tree also look like a golden color, and creeper, birds and leaves and everything, as soon as Srimati Radharani goes nearby, and all the trees and creeper, everything looks the golden color. What to speak of the trees and creeper, even when she go and stand next to the Supreme Lord Shri Krishna, and Krishna also look like a golden color. So that is a beauty and amazing the nature of the Srimati Radharani. As soon as she actually born, Rishabhanu Kirtida, their father and mother, the mother name is a Kirtida and the father is a Rishabhanu. Both they were actually become very, very happy. Because Srimati Radharani, she is actually extremely beautiful. You know, as soon as somebody look at the beauty of Srimati Radharani, they will become very, very joyful. They will become very, very joyful. They will become ecstatic. They will become ecstatic. So they all become very, very blissful looking at the Srimati Radharani. But only one problem is that actually she is actually blind. She did not open her eye, she actually born blind. So everybody is thinking what to do. Then after one day, Nanda Maharaj and Yashoda, they came with Krishna to see Srimati Radharani. They actually came. So that time Nanda Maharaj and Rishabhanu, they were actually embraced each other. They were actually talking, and Mother Yashoda and Kirtida, they were also talking. That time Krishna actually climbed down from the lap of Mother Yashoda, and he went where Srimati Radharani was sleeping. So he went there, and you know, after going there, and immediately he touched Srimati Radharani's eyes, and immediately Srimati Radharani opened. Actually, she purposefully closed the eye, because she does not want to see anything other than Supreme Personality of Godhead, Sri Krishna. So that is the quality and nature of the Srimati Radharani. She don't want to see anything else in this material world or spiritual world without Krishna. She wanted to see Krishna, she wanted to serve only. So that's why purposefully she closed. But as soon as the Supreme Lord came and touched the eye of Srimati Radharani, she opened the eyes. Then Mother Yashoda and Kirtida, they saw that Radharani has opened the eyes and her beauty is increased so much. Everyone become very, very blissful. Everybody become ecstatic. They were actually very, very jubilant, and they spread the message everywhere. Man, the Srimati Radharani, the daughter, she's actually opened the eyes. She's looking so beautiful in this way. They were actually explained that it's become like a great festival. After that, she got actually benediction from Durvasa Muni. Actually, she is giving the benediction to entire world. But in the past time, actually, she got a blessing. She got a boon from Durvasa Muni. One day, on the day of Dwadasi Tithi, Srimati Radharani, along with a Sakhi, they were actually playing. When they were playing, Durvasa Muni came. Durvasa Muni, as soon as Durvasa Muni saw the beauty of Srimati Radharani, and Durvasa Muni also became very, very joyful. Then Durvasa Muni said that you have to prepare a sweet rice sweet rice for me in your own hand. So then immediately Srimati Radharani went inside Mother Kirtida and said that I wanted to prepare a sweet rice for Durvasa Muni, and this Rishi came to our house, I wanted to serve. Then Kirti also said, okay, fine, you prepare. Immediately Srimati Radharani, she prepared a very, very beautiful sweet rice. Actually, she is Lakshmi, she is the mother. She actually topmost cook. She is not ordinary cook, she is topmost cook. So she prepared very, very wonderful sweet rice, and he gave to Durvasa Muni. When Durvasa Muni, he as soon as touched the preparation of prepared by the Srimati Radharani, the sweet rice, and Durvasa Muni become ecstasy, and then immediately understood that she is none other than the Lakshmi Devi. She is actually Lakshmi Devi. In this way, Durvasa Muni, he understood. Then Durvasa Muni gave a boon to Srimati Radharani. And Durvasa Muni gave that whatever you prepare, it will become a nectar. Then whoever eat what you cooked, they will live for a long life. Their strength will increase. They will become beautiful. They will become fame. So in this way, Durvasa Muni gave the boon to Srimati Radharani. So that's why whenever Srimati Radharani cooks, that will become very, very delicious. That is a no comparison. It is a nectar, nectar, nectar. So that's why Mother Yashoda, many times, actually she called Srimati Radharani to her house to cook for the Supreme Personality of Godhead, Shri Krishna. Because Mother Yashoda always think that Radharani is having this kind of bone, so when she cook and give to Krishna, then Krishna will live for a long life and Krishna will get a strength. So this is the actually the ordinary people cannot understand. Krishna is the Supreme Personality of Godhead, but Mother Yashoda always think that he is my son. So always she think that, you know, if later Srimati Radharani come and cook here, so that my son will live for a long life, my son will get a good strength. So in this way, with a parental affection, motherly affection, she always think. There is another wonderful pastime, when the Rupa Goswami is blessed by Srimati Radharani. In Vrindavan, there is a place called Ter Kathamba. We also had a fortunate to see this place. This place is very, very wonderful, amazing. When we see this place, all the tree, tree means generally it will grow in a vertical direction. But when you see in this place, this tree all grow in a horizontal direction. This is the beauty of Vrindavan Dham. This all tree, it grow only certain height. After that, it will all travel in a horizontal direction. So that this is actually, this is why is a tree are growing in a horizontal direction, because Krishna and all his friends, they will climb on the tree, then they will play. So this way they will do so many things, then they will jump on the river. So in this way they will do a lot of pastimes. So this is a very nice place, Ter Kathamba. There the Bhajan Kutir of Rupa Goswami is there. That Bhajan Kutir, Rupa Goswami, he actually do the bhajan. He always chant the holy name, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. He sing, then he used to write all the scripture by sitting in the Bhajan Kutir. So that time, one day, Sanatana Goswami, he came to the Bhajan Kutir of Rupa Goswami. Then Rupa Goswami wanted to prepare a sweet rice and serve to Sanatana Goswami. That time, immediately Srimati Radharani, she understood that the mind of a pure devotee of Rupa Goswami, he wanted to offer a sweet rice to Sanatana Goswami, but he don't have anything. So actually, she brought all the ingredients and came to Bhajan Kutir in a hidden way, like a simple girl. So after coming there, and she asked that, you know, why you didn't go for today begging a madhukari? Actually, the sannyasi, generally they will go door to door, they will beg something, then they will cook and offer to the Supreme Lord, then they will eat it. So she asked that, why you didn't go for collecting a madhukari? Then Rupa Goswami also, he said that, no, I didn't go today. So okay, no problem, I will prepare a sweet rice for you, because Rupa Goswami wanted to serve. So immediately she went in the kitchen, and within no time she prepared a very, very sweet and wonderful sweet rice. After preparing, immediately she disappeared from that place. Then Rupa Goswami went and saw that sweet rice. That sweet rice, actually the entire Bhajan Kutir, entire place, that actually the smell of this sweet rice is spreading. So then he offered to the deity, Lord Govinda. Then he actually served to Sanatana Goswami. As soon as Sanatana Goswami took the prasadam, sweet rice, then he became immediately ecstatic. Love for Krishna is awakened. His tears are coming from his eyes, and the hairs are standing So in this way, this ecstatic symptom is manifested. Then immediately Sanatana Goswami asked Rupa Goswami, who prepared this? Then Rupa Goswami explained that actually one girl came and she brought all the ingredients and she only cooked. Then immediately Sanatana Goswami understood that she is actually none other than Srimati Radharani. Then Sanatana Goswami told to Rupa Goswami that, you know, you should not do like this way. You know, we are taking the service of Srimati Radharani. We are supposed to serve Srimati Radharani, but how come she is serving us? So you should not take this kind of service from Srimati Radharani. You have to go and collect madhukari, then you have to cook yourself. In this way, Sanatana Goswami advised to Rupa Goswami. In this way, Rupa Goswami got the blessing from Srimati Radharani. So like this way, there are very wonderful and amazing pastimes are there. Unlimited pastime is there. And so when we hear, we cannot stop it. There are very, very wonderful pastimes between Krishna and Radharani is there. So it is actually, we should keep on hear the pastime, then we will forget this world, and then we eternally live in Goloka Vrindavan. Even though we may live in this material world, but when we hear, when we read, when we speak about the Srimati Radharani and the pastime of the Supreme Lord Shri Krishna and the Srimati Radharani, then we can live eternally in Goloka Vrindavanam. Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Whoever hear the pastime of Srimati Radharani with a humble mode, definitely they will get Krishna Bhakti, they will get the love for the Supreme Personality, guarded without fail. Hare Krishna, thank you all very much. Your humble servant, Rasika Govinda Das, Jagat Guru Shila Prabhupada Ki Jai, Hari Om Tat Sat.